Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I will get to our Keaton Mitchell topic, but Joe just said something about tonight implications as Week 14 starts off in the National Football League. Who would have thought that we're entering Week 14? And the only thing that separates the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions is a tie. Yep. I would have never thought that. The only thing that separates them, they're both right now going to tonight's ball game with five losses.
What if I told you week 14 Thursday night, the Cowboys play the Lions and whoever loses that game misses the playoffs? You would have been like, oh, yeah. Well, the Cowboys, they probably... What? Wait a minute. The Lions are doing what? Everybody, like including myself, I thought they were the best team. When they were at home, I thought they were the best team. And we're not seeing that now. Yeah. Like I don't know what's going on with them. And then the sad part is Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's what we're waiting to find out. He hasn't practiced all week. Right. I don't expect him to play tonight. At least that's what it's looking like. But he's done crazier things. He's suited up with broken bones and everything else.
So, I didn't think they would be here because I didn't think the Cowboys were good enough. Yeah. I didn't think they would be here because I thought the Detroit Lions were too good. But somehow they was both met in the middle here. And you're right. This is kind of an elimination game. You look back on last Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Derrick Henry, 10 carries, averaged 6 yards a carry. Keaton Mitchell, 2 carries, averaged 9.5 yards a carry. Now, he had 19 yards, 18 of it was on one run. There's some, Jeremy, who believe that Keaton Mitchell maybe need, at a time where he may need to be more of a focal point in this running game. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, he adds something that the other guys don't bring, and that includes Justice Hill, is that explosive on the outside, the speed to the out is just crazy. Like any sweeps that you run with him, the misdirection. I still go back to what Ken McCusick said. I don't know why we haven't seen more of the pony backfield with those two in it. We've seen it with other running backs, but not those two together enough. I feel like it offers you different options in which way you want to go. Teams want to crowd the box. Okay, here comes a sweep with Keaton Mitchell. We'll see if we can't get outside. And then once you pull him up, then all of a sudden here comes the play action. So they got to get back to running the football and building everything off of that.
I think anybody who says Keaton Mitchell needs to be more of a focal point, Ed, have been brainwashed by the Baltimore Ravens' offensive philosophy. And that's what I've been calling for years, the either-or offense. You have two dynamic running backs. One's going to the Hall of Fame if he leaves now. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He may as well just go ahead and build a house in Canton because he'll be there in 5 years. That's Derrick Henry. One who's dynamic, like Jeremy says, who can get to the outside with explosiveness. Why can't you use both?
I don't get it, and I don't. Again, the last game we're talking about, and we all have seen what he can do.
They combined for 12 carries.
Well, not just that; they combined. He had the fewest. He had two.
Yep.
Rasheen Ali had 4. Lamar had 6. Henry had 10. He had two. Two carries.
Mm-hmm. Rasheen Ali had more snaps taken than Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
both of them
did.
Yeah, that's just. It was just again. That's a. We've been brainwashed by how the Baltimore Ravens do on offense. Well, who needs to be more of a focal point? Well, why can't you use both? Why?
Yeah.
Especially now, if you know, with the, if the mesh point between Lamar and Henry is diminished because Lamar's, you know, nagging injuries, use the pony backfield.
We had a new mesh point, yeah.
Yeah, you have a new one. Now it's like, who's getting the ball? Is it this giant guy coming in, or is it going to be this guy on the outside? So figure it out. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't use, you know, that as your new strategy.
Because that's what the Ravens do, Ed.
I know.
That's what the hell they do. They don't know how to use everybody. You know what I mean? That's probably why you have a disgruntled Isaiah Likely. Isaiah Likely probably thinking, I'm not saying don't throw it to Andrews. But throw it to me too. Mm-hmm. Why can't you throw it to both of us? Why can't you use both of us? Tell me, Jeremy, give me some creativity and imagination other than, hey, Lamar Jackson, do the phenomenal that they use on the offense. What creativity do they have?
I mean, look, we've seen
imagination.
We've seen a couple of things that, what is it, the tornado play?
Yeah.
The hurricane? Like, there, we've seen some imagination on things where it's like, why are you even doing that?
Hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah, the toilet bowl, whatever they called it.
I thought it was tornado, too. Joe just said hurricane.
You keep changing which weather phenomenon it is.
All right. The tsunami that they ran.
Not that's a geographical thing.
Okay. What do we have left? The tropical storm. Yeah, the typhoon. Typhoon.
Geological is what
you got. Typhoon. You got thyroid.
Typhoon and rice.
But no. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, like, again, just going back to this, I feel like you might be right in talking about some of the different things they've done in years past, especially. I'd like to give Monken a little bit more credit, because sometimes I think he gets too cute in situations.
You know, Andrew's targets are down dramatically the last couple of years.
What?
Like, a lot. If they've used him less than they used to.
He fully felt like he was becoming the third down guy and the red zone guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I felt Mark Andrews was kind of turning into. And when they signed D-Hop, I'm like, oh, well, now they got two options in that type of, because those are similar types of players and the routes are going to run.
Yeah.
When you watch certain teams, they would have a guy like Keaton Mitchell. And they would send him in motion one way and then back the other before the ball snapped to isolate him on someone. There's none of that.
I ask you again, if Keaton Mitchell was on the Chiefs, what would he look like?
He would be about to get paid by somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what he would be. You don't see that with us. Zay Flowers, this team takes your natural talent and lets you be your natural talent. That's what they do. They don't take your natural talent and create something with it. They've never done it. You know, Zay Flowers should be used in different ways than he is right now. I'm so sick of Zay Flowers getting the ball at the line of scrimmage and asking to make people miss. I'm so done with that. Get somebody in front of him. Run a bubble. Do something. I just don't think there's enough imagination on this offense to use. There's so much talent on this offense, and they don't use it all.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story. I used to do this thing with Rocket Ismail, and he was telling me the story about when he went to Notre Dame, and Lou Holtz was looking at him saying, he was a running back in high school. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm not putting you in the backfield with all that speed. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, they can't catch you. I'm going to run your ass outside mm-hmm. and throw the ball up to you. You just need to learn how to catch. Mm-hmm. And look, he won the Heisman. You see the years he had. It never really amounted at the NFL level the way they thought. Actually, Kadri ended up having a better season or a better career than his brother. But it was kind of cool to see, like, a coach looked at him and said, you have too much speed for me to use you there. Mm-hmm. I want to use you on the outside. And that's kind of how I feel about Zay. I don't mind some of the gadget stuff, but now that you got Keaton, why wouldn't you use him in that and use Zay more down the field or the intermediate stuff?
Can you imagine you use Keaton, and then you run that play that I was talking about where you try to get him back on the perimeter, but you slip Zay downfield also. Where's the focus going to go? Mm-hmm. Am I going back with Zay or am I standing up with Keaton? It just seems like there's not enough creativity used with this offense that I saw Monken use at Georgia.
But how about even the plays where you're not going to use him? Like, if you get down near the goal line, I want Derrick Henry on the field just so there's the thought that we may give it to him.
Yes, absolutely.
So why is he sitting out next to Harbaugh and just standing there? Like, I mean, look, it's a big-ass running back. You can't miss him on the sideline.
He's a big human being, man. Jeez. Let's go to Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. This is why I can't – this is why these coaches need to go. Because, look, the Patriots had two great tight ends. Dumb tight ends made the running back that you never – they never had a Derrick Henry. They never had a Keaton Mitchell. But their running backs were legit because of their creativity with them two tight ends and the little bit of receivers that they had. They didn't have a Zay Flowers.
The only way to stop the Patriots tight ends were murder charges.
Here we go.
Like, no, that's it. That wasn't an either-or offense because you could have games where both Gronk and Aaron Hernandez had 100 yards and both scored.
I know. But then...
And then Aaron Hernandez did some, there's movies.
Who's in the past?
Yeah. What an interesting guy that was.
Interesting. I'm telling you, man, Tim Tebow is the greatest leader in the history of college football. You look at that Florida Gator team?
They were shooting.
He's the greatest leader in the history.
They were shooting up nightclubs.
Exactly.
Gang wars going on.
And Tebow would come to practice. Oh, we're going to win, guys.
All right, everybody, let's pray. For Aaron.
It is funny he was involved. He was on that team.
And I'm not making fun of him. When you look back now, you're like,
He definitely was. Look, I still think he's the greatest college football player I've ever seen. I understand the people that say Herschel Walker, again, a little bit before my time, but watching what Tim Tebow was doing was just, like, go look at the games where it was like, we just need you to run the football, and can you get us 160 yards rushing? Yeah, I got it.
And not only that, but who he did it with. Now look back at who he was doing this with.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Aaron Hernandez, folks. Look at that team. That team was interesting. Very.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.